know the applied Spirit. Okay, I couldn't just say know the Spirit, because I want you to be impressed that the Spirit is there, not for theology, but for application. It is Christ applied to us. Christ is the embodiment of God, and the Spirit is the application of Christ. Do you understand what I just said? You have as much Christ as you have the Spirit applied to you, because Christ is the Spirit. So you have to have the application of the Spirit to you. Otherwise, God's still remote. It's just knowledge until it's applied to you as the Spirit. You follow what I'm saying? When you say, "Oh Lord Jesus," and He comes into you for the very first time, how do you think He came into you? As the Spirit. He applied Himself as the Spirit, and you got Christ via the Spirit. These are good verses. Romans 8:16, the Spirit Himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. See, these are two spirits in one verse. And the big letter S, Spirit, which is the Spirit, Christ Himself, witnesses with our spirit. With our spirit.
Yeah.
Our spirit is witnessing then too. This shows they're mingled. It doesn't say to our spirit. It would make them different, see? The Spirit witnesses to, it would make them separate. But if it witnesses with, it makes them one, right? Together, they're doing it together. That we are children of God. So the Spirit is here doing a work, witnessing with our spirit, children of God, okay? I can prove it. If you go to do something and it's according to your former manner of life, not like now, and it's old, dead, and the old man is there, and, you know, as you go to do that, inwardly, you have a lot of things starting to bother you, right? You know what that bothering is doing? It's talking to you. See, it's not a voice, but it's giving you some communication. What are you doing? What are you doing? You are a child of God. Where are you going? You're a child of God. And the more you're thinking, walking to do this, the more you're trying to interpret this thing and this feeling inside, and it's really witnessing that I'm not like that anymore, and I don't belong there anymore, and I'm in a different realm. See, that's a kind of a witness that you're a child of God. Okay, next verse, 2 Timothy 4:22. The Lord be with your spirit. Oh, wow, what a great verse. Your spirit. Spirit. How many times a day do we need that very application? Romans 8:11, and if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the Spirit dwells in you. He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies. Amen. Through His Spirit, again, who indwells you. The Spirit indwells us, you see. And then the next verse is Acts 2:17a, and it shall be in the last day, says God, that I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. So here's a person, you see. here's a person. Person has a spirit within, okay? And he also has the Spirit without, because it's poured out upon all flesh. See, now you have the Spirit. It's like diving into a swimming pool. You see, you can drink or into a really pristine lake that doesn't have any bacteria in it. You can drink all the water you want, and it will get inside of you. That's Christ coming into you. And while you're doing that, He's altogether surrounding you. Yeah. So He's within and He's without. You're all together covered and indwelt by Christ. So you have both sides, the inside and the outside. See, in Greek, it's plero and pletho. This here is pletho, and inside is plero. And so in the early part of Acts, when it says they were filled with the Spirit, you couldn't really tell too easily. Sometimes by the context you could tell, but the filling, I was filled in Spirit. Some of it was pleiro as indwelling, and some of it was pletho. They were filled outwardly, meaning they were really, to be filled outwardly is to really do some kind of work for the Lord. So you need His power and authority to do that and to speak something. Then you have that available to you each and every time you go forth to do it. That's a gift. As soon as you got saved, you got it, you see. And to live Christ, to live Him, and for Him to be constituted into your being, you need pleiro all the time. Right. Pleiro is the main thing.
Sure.
But when you go to help others and do something to glorify God and to defeat the enemy, you need pletho.
Amen.
And He's there for that too. Yep. You don't need to... To tell you the truth, you don't need to pray, please come and be the, you know, Spirit of power. You just need to have the faith and use it by faith.
Right. Yeah.
And you'll see God is there. God is really there.